Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
So, just who is Simon Harris and what sort of Taoiseach might he make? Well, our reporter Barry Lenihan has been going through the Wicklow TD's career. He joins us now. And Barry, his ascent to top office is no surprise for many.
At 7:45 this morning, the first endorsement for the Harris candidacy from a Fine Gael councillor in Offaly. A slew of big names followed by lunchtime, the contest over. Harris's assault at the leadership of Fine Gael, a well-rehearsed plan, we're told, hatched long ago. Now, Simon Harris set to become the youngest ever Taoiseach at 37 years of age. But one leader in his hometown of Greystones told me earlier how the story goes locally that in third class in St Lawrence's National School, when all the children were asked what they want to be when they grow up, a young Simon Harris replied, Taoiseach. Mm. His involvement in politics began after he established an autism support group in Wicklow. His brother Adam, of course, now leads the autism charity As I Am. And a local Gardaí in Greystones, I'm told, remember a young Simon Harris assiduously checking if he had the right lottery licences for fundraisers. But his first political involvement was with Fianna Fáil, his family handing out letters for former Environment Minister Dick Roach. But when Enda Kenny came calling to Wicklow, everything changed, as the new leader told the late Marion Finucane in 2016.
But I ultimately took the plunge and joined Fine Gael, young Fine Gael. Enda was a leader of a very depleted Fine Gael party, if you remember back then.
Yes.
He was travelling the country, talking to disability groups, and I met him. He invited me to get involved, and I did. And I suppose there's a whole load of reasons why I picked Fine Gael, which are, you know, all the boring political, ideological reasons, and I suppose their track record and lots of different things, but I felt it was a good fit for me. But no, I didn't come with a preconceived notion as to what party to.
It was also very clever in the sense that they were very depleted, so they could only go up.
Well, that's true as well.
Yeah. But that happened when Fianna Fáil got hammered too. The only place to go was
and
up.
I think when a party is depleted, I suppose the hierarchy tends to put a greater emphasis on going around trying to find new people and invite new people in and give new people opportunities.
So how exactly did Simon Harris end up in Leinster House then?
He studied journalism at DIT, but ultimately went on to become parliamentary assistant to Frances Fitzgerald when she served as leader of the Shannon. He was first elected to office as a councillor in Wicklow in 2009 at the age of 22, returning with the highest first preference vote across the entire country. He was the youngest TD elected at the 2011 election at the age of 24, using his maiden speech to nominate Enda Kenny as Taoiseach. And the now father of two, married to a nurse, quickly assumed a high-profile role on the Dáil's powerful Public Accounts Committee at a time when it was wrapped up in a high-profile top-up payment controversy in the voluntary sector, including around the charity Rehab. And the soon first-ever Wicklow Taoiseach quickly assumed ministerial office, appointed a Minister of State at the Department of Finance in 2014. In the same year, he was unsuccessful at the 2014 European elections, but he returned with a higher personal vote and was one of two Fine Gael TDs returned in Wicklow in 2016.
And that led him then to being appointed as the Minister for Health before he was even 30 years of age.
Within 24 hours of being Minister, he'd announced what he said was a major initiative to try and tackle problems in the health system. But like many before him, and even since, he quickly ran into trouble, ongoing problems with overcrowding in accident and emergency departments and in waiting lists. And indeed, many felt Leo Varadkar would drop him as health minister in 2017. Of course, Simon Harris had supported Simon Coveney in that leadership battle, but he survived then. But then the following year had to deal with the fallout from the cervical check controversy, exposed after Vicky Phelan settled a high court case with a US laboratory in April 2018. And following the publication of the report from Dr. Gabriel Scally into the controversy, Simon Harris acknowledged there'd been a systems-wide failing.
But people have been really, really hurt. And certainly, you know, in my own statement yesterday to the Dáil, I made the point that, you know, partial information having to be drip fed into the public domain because all of the facts weren't there added insult to injury and worried people well beyond the 221 plus group. You know, women were looking to me and others for reassurance that, quite frankly, we weren't in a position to give them. So, and for that, I'm very sorry.
What happened then, Barry?
Harris advocated strongly for repeal of the Eighth Amendment and was a prominent figure in debates leading up to the referendum, which was overwhelmingly passed in May 2018. Now, those who worked with him when he was Health Minister, including one former senior executive in the HSC, told me how they saw more of Simon Harris in the HSC than any other Minister for Health before or since, describing him as personable and approachable, but at the same time, things turning sour with regards then Director General Tony O'Brien after controversy, after that cervical check controversy. Mr. Harris then endured a difficult personal local election in 2019 following controversy around his cousin Maria Bailey, and a no confidence motion in him as Minister of Health precipitated the general election in 2020. A return to the opposition benches looked likely or looked on the cards, but then COVID hit.
The virus is still here. What we're trying to do as a country now is find that sweet spot where we can successfully live alongside it. Because we have to, you know, we have to be able to do some things. You know, we can't suspend all of the things forevermore. So NPHET will consider all of these issues and they'll report to government. They'll be monitoring them very closely. One of the figures I'll be interested in seeing tomorrow is the reproduction rate. Once the rate of growth, once that R number stays below one, it means we are suppressing the virus.
And those who I've spoke to throughout the day who've known Simon Harris across various aspects of his career consistently point to his communication skills, skills to the fore during the COVID-19 pandemic, in particular on social media, and including when he apologised for this gaffe he had made around COVID-19.
As you probably have heard today, I made an awful boo-boo. I was trying to make the point. There have been lots of viruses in the world so far that for which there hasn't been a vaccine found. And in being asked about a vaccine, I was trying to make that point that we can't just wait for a vaccine. We have to see how we can suppress the virus and live alongside the virus. And don't ask me how or why. I can only presume it's a degree of cabin fever after being in this department on a very, very regular basis for the very last while, maybe a bit of sleep deprivation. I stupidly talked about there being 18 other coronaviruses, which of course there isn't. So I can be an awful old idiot at times. So my apologies, really, confused in that call.
Now, Simon Harris then moved on from Health when Micheál Martin took office as Taoiseach in summer 2020. What happened then?
And he continued this role and when Leo Varadkar returned to the Taoiseach in 2022, this being the role as Minister for Higher Education, a new department. His tenure in this in charge of this department marked by cuts of €1,000 to the registration fees for third level students, the first reduction in fees in 27 years, and 10 new courses tailored towards students with intellectual disabilities, which will open later this year. He also invested heavily in apprenticeships, but his time as Minister for Higher Education is regarded by many, both politically and indeed within the third level sector, as giving him the reach which has allowed him to assume to the office which he's about to as Fine Gael leader, one noting how he could travel around the country from ETB to ETB, from Kerry to Cavan, giving him a reach in schools, universities that was unparalleled, but critically also with Fine Gael members and indeed councillors. Others were critical with regards his time and his ongoing time as minister and the substance of his time as Minister for Higher Education. And during his time in this department, he also served a high profile stint filling in for Helen McEntee when she was on maternity leave as Justice Minister, including with this contribution in the Dáil.
But there's another type of drug use we've got to start talking about in this country, calling it out and talking about it clearly. And what I'm talking about is the increasing prevalence and often visibility of drug taking as part of a night out in Ireland.
Yes.
And any conversation we have about drug use cannot ignore this reality. There is a direct link between snorting a line or taking a pill and murder, assault, criminality and misery. Drug use on a Friday or Saturday night is funding and supporting violence, crime, murders the next week.
So that's his career, Barry, in a short couple of minutes. What are his attributes and what have people been telling you about how they think he's going to fare as Taoiseach?
Everyone says the same thing about the attributes he has. Those who will only speak positive, those who will also speak a few negatives with regards to their dealings with Mr. Harris. They describe him as sincere, a great communicator, enthusiastic, highly energetic, exceptionally well briefed, that he could command a grasp of a topic within a few seconds, bright and articulate. He gets on very well, or has gone on very well, with journalists in previous roles, inviting a number of them to his 30th birthday party in 2017. 17, and some saying he will have learned a lot from Leo Varadkar's time as Taoiseach and indeed Micheál Martin's as well, but perhaps will approach things differently going on from now on than before and won't be running to microphones. That coming from one former cabinet minister. Cabinet ministers, ministers who've worked with him say as well he has a great command of everything and won't go into a cabinet meeting with a half-baked proposal. But one did say a word of caution, somebody who worked at cabinet with him for several years, that perhaps he might have a tendency to take too much on, and that is one perhaps thing to watch as he assumes the top role. Those within Fine Gael loyalists pointing out his Doyle performances, he has done well, they say, in facing Sinn Féin, and that they ultimately hope he will reinvigorate the party for the next general election. If he does become Taoiseach, he will do so on April 9th and assume what he told them all back in third class all those years ago.
Barry Lenehan, thank you very much.